he's given us a direction and identity of the way and the style that we play, and he's given us the ability to all be reading off the same page. And once you do that, then you start building a bit of momentum. And a style of playing and identity, and it allows you to go out there and express yourself and play as a team and pick up the points that we deservedly needed.
You went on a terrific run, then you had the disappointing results against West Brom and Hull. What went wrong?
I don't think it was anything that went wrong. I think you have those moments in football that sometimes things don't go your way, and you've got to dust yourself off and go on to the next one, and thankfully in football you can do that. You've always got the next Saturday or the next game to put it right, and I think we've done that against Chelsea. We put in a great performance, mm-hmm. and probably were unlucky not to pick up a point, but you can't take anything away from Chelsea. They thoroughly deserved the championship this season for all they've done.
Premier League champions last week. This week, it's one of the biggest clubs in the world, Manchester United. Did you ever imagine when you joined Portsmouth that you'd be playing against the likes of Di Maria, Rooney, Van Persie?
I think sometimes I have to pinch myself and come back. Sometimes I feel like I'm dreaming, but because it is a dream for me to play in the Premier League. And as a young boy, I've always wanted to play football and always wanted to make it as a professional footballer. And I'm very blessed and lucky enough to be doing what I'm doing. And it is a joy to just go out there and express yourself and play against the top clubs in the world.
You're running pretty close at Old Trafford, losing 1-0. What do you make of them this season? It's been really sort of up and down.
Yeah, it's been up and down, but they are where they are. They're not the biggest club or one of the best clubs in English football and world football for no reason. And I think they've got some world class players, and you can't take that lightly. But all you can do is go and enjoy your football and go there with a game plan and try to execute that as best as we can.
On a personal note, you've just signed an extension, 3.5 years. What does that mean to you?
I think I'm just happy to have it done. I can just focus on my football and concentrate on that and just look to the future now, under the guidance of the gaffer, which I think is going to be important for me and my personal development. And I think under him, the club's only going to move in the right direction.
England have struggled with right backs of late, although Nathaniel Clyne seems to have cemented the position at the moment. Is it something you'd fancy one day? Because, as I say, there's been a few rave reviews about your performances this year.
Of course. I mean, that's one of my dreams to walk out wearing that shirt. And, I will never stop dreaming of that. And I will never stop playing for that opportunity. And if it presents itself, then I will take it with both hands, and I will relish the opportunity to go out there and represent my country. But for me, I just got to focus on week in, week out, putting the performances in, and if that gets noticed, then fantastic. I would love that, but I'm always going to be available for that, and I will always play for the best I can. And if that comes about, then. Fantastic.
Can I ask you a little bit about the Faith in Football initiative that you're involved in?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was mainly when I was back at Portsmouth that I was involved in that with the likes of Mick Mellows and Linvoy Primus. But I like doing things in the community with the club here, different initiatives here, and it's something nice to give back to the community and to people. I'm involved with my local church and my church in London and my church back home, and it's something that I love doing.
Considering the culture of football and the way footballers are, etc., does that cause a problem to you being a Christian?
No, not at all. I mean, everyone's got their own opinions, everyone's got their identity, and my identity is in Christ, and that's I'm playing for an audience of one, and everything I do is for God, really. So I mean, for me, it doesn't faze me. It doesn't distract me in any way. I just am very blessed to be doing what I'm doing, and I love playing football, and hopefully that will continue.